From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Smokers, no other cigarette on the market duplicates Raleigh's golden rich tobacco blend. And it's this exclusive blend that makes the big difference, that makes Raleigh so distinctively better, so much smoother, milder, tastier. And here's the reason for that outstanding superiority. Only the finer tobaccos are used in Raleigh's. The more golden tobaccos that any expert will tell you are choicer, more expensive. And to give you a noticeably richer taste flavor, Raleigh's exclusive blend has no less than 31 different types of domestic and imported tobaccos. Tobaccos that have been carefully aged and mellowed. Yes, Raleigh cigarettes excel where it makes the big difference, in the tobacco blend. And remember, Raleigh's give you a real extra, valuable coupons redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums. Friends, it pays to smoke Raleigh's. Pays in more satisfying smoking enjoyment, invaluable premiums. So get the pack with a coupon on the back. Raleigh Cigarettes.
And just a suggestion, why not drop a pack or two of Raleigh's for Smokes for Yanks?
Dark Eyes. And now here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's bright young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Red.
Yes?
Did you see your picture in Movie and Radio Guide magazine?
Say, I certainly did. Oh, that reminds me, too.
Yeah?
Movie and Radio Guide, Movie and Radio Guide, Movie and Radio Guide.
Hey, stop yelling that.
I can't. After all, a bargain's a bargain.
I had my picture in a magazine once. Yeah.
The Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, well, gee, that's really something.
Well, I tell you, about my picture in the magazine...
You're doing right for yourself, Skelton, aren't you? I saw you on Hollywood Boulevard last night riding with Santa Claus.
Yeah, I rode with Santa Claus, and I had a nice, warm, comfortable place, too. But those kids kept trying to pull me out of the bag.
So, Red, didn't you get cold riding with Santa Claus?
No, I was wearing my long winter underwear. It's all wool, you know.
Well, you didn't pay very much for that long underwear, so how do you know it's all wool?
Well, every time I bend over, I hear a lonely shepherd playing.
Boy, oh boy, it certainly was raining hard when you were in that Santa Claus parade.
Yeah, but you know, Santa Claus has special reindeers for the California weather.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Dancer, Prancer, Donna, Blitzen, and Weissmiller.
You know, Red, I noticed that once or twice Santa whispered to you.
Yeah, he was giving me a tip on a reindeer.
I had my picture in a magazine once. I'll never forget.
Say, tell me, Red, does Santa Claus still have all those helpers making those toys up at the North Pole?
No, Santa Claus is a little short of help this year. You see, half of his boys were drafted, and the other half are working at Lockheed. Oh, hello, Harriet.
Say, Red, in that Christmas parade, were you riding a horse?
No, I just walked funny. Say, Hollywood Boulevard really is pretty at this time of the year, isn't it? Did you see all the Christmas trees they have?
Yeah, and do you know, every one of those Christmas trees is made out of aluminum.
They are? Well, no wonder that guy from the priorities board was running up and down the street yelling, "Timber!" Say, you know, I like the way they have those big Christmas trees in the middle of the boulevard.
Oh, so do I. You drive along, your car skids, and suddenly you're part of the decoration.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, it's a very pretty picture, you know.
Oh, speaking of pictures, mine was in a magazine once.
It was, Ozzie? Look, was it an advertisement?
Yes, it was.
Well, look, what did it say over the picture?
It said, "Send this boy to camp, but quick."
A lot of entertainment in that parade.
Yeah, did you see that fellow with the two trained monkeys? He threw a banana up in the Christmas tree, and you should have seen those monkeys go after it.
Yeah, but they couldn't get him away from me.
I want to sleep.
Come on, get up. Please, honey dear, it's awfully late. Come on, get up. You said last night you had a date. Remember, dear, you had to meet that real big shot? Oh, please don't wait. It's after 8. Come on, get up. Your water's ready in the tub. You'll be okay. Just give your head a real good rub. Your coffee's about to brew, and I fixed your breakfast, too. Now, there's nothing more for me to do. Come on, get up. Oh, I know my honey lamb is awfully tired. Oh, gushy whiz, I'm tired, too. But if you lose this deal, you may be fired. Then what's to do about it when the rent comes due? Come on, get up. Oh, dear, now, what was that you said? Honey, please. You know you can't stay there in bed. Just make this deal okay, and then we'll throw the clock away and sleep forever and a day. Come on, get up. Come on, get up.
Oh, honey, please leave me alone.
Come on, get up. Oh, dear, you're wanted on the phone.
Well, tell them I'm not in. To phone this early is a sin. I'm getting cross.
Shh. It's the boss. Come on, get up. Sweetheart, it's such a lovely day.
Pull down the shade. I'd rather stay here in the hay.
Oh, now you know you slept all night.
Oh, I didn't sleep so tight. Do you know you kicked me most of the night?
Come on, get up.
Oh, have you got my shirt and tie already?
Yes, dear. And here's your toothbrush and the paste.
You know, I think I'll do some exercises, starting tomorrow. Seems I'm getting a little stout around the waist.
Come on, get up.
All right, but first give me a kiss.
Oh, dear me. Somehow I've been expecting this. Now, Ozzie, for my sake.
All right, I'm up. I'm wide awake. I wish you'd give a guy a break.
Come on, get up.
That was Harriet Hilliard and Ozzie Nelson saying, "Come on, get up."
Say, did you ever notice the trouble that different people have trying to wake up and starting the day off right, especially in the Skelton family?
You know? Yeah, I've heard about your family getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw an advance copy of the article you wrote for tomorrow's Liberty magazine.
Oh, yeah, that's out tomorrow. Well, that's right, Harriet. Look, say, you know, that's nothing but what happens to my brother. See, he's a farmer back in Vincennes, Indiana, and you should see how he gets up at the crack of dawn.
Clem? Get up. It's 4 a.m. What are you going to do? Sleep all day? Clem, get up. I know what I'll do. Hand me that bucket of ice water.
Don't throw it. I'm up. How come you always throw ice water on me when I'm in bed?
What's the matter? It won't hurt you.
I know, but you might drown my turtle.
In bed with you again?
Yep, it keeps the mice down. Somewhat.
Now, come on, get up. It's time to milk the cow.
Yeah, I know it is.
But I ain't going to milk them today.
Why not?
I'm going to wait till the price goes up again. Like, what time is it, anyhow?
It's 4 a.m.
Well, it's awful dark. Can't see my hands in front of my face.
You can't?
Nope. But they'll probably turn up after I wash them. Ooh, I'm sleepy.
Come on, wake up.
I'm awake.
Then open your eyes.
They're open. I just got long eyelids.
And another thing. If you snore like you did last night, I'll make you sleep in the stables tonight.
Oh, no, you won't. I remember the last time you made me sleep in that stable. Somebody came in the next morning and threw a harness over me. Before I knew it, I plowed up 14 acres. Oh, to think there was a time when I could have changed the whole course of my life.
When was that?
When I met the salesman's daughter.
Now, come on, Clem, get up. You got to drive into town and get a haircut today.
Well,
and you sure need a haircut.
Hmm? I do? What do you mean? I got one yesterday, don't you remember?
Well, then quit wearing that raccoon cap to bed.
My head is a little sway back, isn't it, huh? I could sleep another day.
Oh, Shaw, you can't be that sleepy. You go to bed with the chickens.
Well, that's the trouble. We gotta get twin beds.
Listen here. Them chickens has got as much right in here as you have.
Oh, I don't know. I'm about 2 dozen ahead on my quota.
Say, what was all that noise in here last night?
I was dreaming I was chasing Lana Turner.
I don't think you love me anymore. You're always dreaming about movie stars.
Oh, don't be silly. I love you. I love your golden hair. It's so long and silky. By the way, where is it?
You love your cows better than you do me.
Well, come to think of it, they do look a little better in slacks.
Wait a minute, where did you learn about slacks?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Now listen, get up off that bed before you go back to sleep.
All right. Ooh, I feel terrible today. Where's my boots?
Well, you must have thought you were going to die last night. You slept in them.
Hey, and another thing. You know, I almost froze to death last night. That insurance fellow lied to me.
What do you mean?
Well, them blanket policies didn't even come up to my knees. Give me those buckets and that pitchfork. I'll go out and get the work. Oh, boy.
Careful. It's a little slippery on them stairs.
Oh, don't tell me how to walk. Well, get dressed. I think we're going to town. I'm going to get my pilot's license. I just made a 3-point landing.
What do you mean, a 3-point landing?
I'm sitting on the pitchfork. Then we have Junior, the mean little kid. It's Sunday morning and everybody's asleep, but not Junior. He's the first one up, and especially on Sunday. So I'll play the part of a little boy, and I'm in my little crib.
Oh, yum, 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 yum. Gee, I'd getting bored laying here. Getting awful tired putting my toad in my mouth, too. I wonder if it'd taste better if I took my chew off. I wonder if I could wake up a family now. I got a good way to wake them up, too. I guess I better not do it, though. Might burn down the rest of the neighborhood, too. I think I will see if I can wake Mommy up. Mommy! Mommy! Are you awake, Mommy?
Quiet, Junior. Get back in your crib and close the lid.
Mommy, Mommy, open your eyes, Mommy.
Junior, stop opening my eye with your index finger and your thumb.
Mommy, will you get me a glass of water?
No. What do you want water for?
Well, I can't swallow this Wookiee button without it.
You stop putting things in your mouth and go to sleep.
Okay. Mommy.
Oh, what is it?
Guess what I got behind my back.
I don't want to guess what you've got behind you. What is it?
It's my tongue. Look, I will let go of it. Gee, it snapped back like a yo-yo.
Go to sleep, Junior.
I'm not sleepy. I think I'll pull the cork out of this bottle.
Junior, what do you want to do? Wake your father?
Oh, look, Mommy. I think he's getting awake now. Look. Snappy dialogue, huh, Mom? Hey, Mom, I think Papa's talking in his sleep, ain't he?
Yes, let's listen.
Yeah, this ought to be good.
Sarah.
That you, ain't it, Mommy?
Shh, quiet, Junior.
Look, Sarah, there's Robert Taylor. Hello, Bob. There's Clark Gable. Hello, Clark. There's Eleanor Powell. Goodbye, Sarah.
Junior, please now go back to bed.
Okay. I would just run around the room a few times. Mommy, I found my water skate.
Well, I may as well get up. You're not going to let me sleep.
Yes, I will. I will let you sleep, Mommy. I am sorry I was a bad boy. I will be good. Oh, look, the piano. I will make them proud of me. I will learn to play. Now, let's see. What will I play? Let me see. I think I will play Tchaikovsky's Freddie Martin. Needs tuning.
Junior.
All right, I ain't piping down. Oh, look. The radio. If I do, I get a weapon. I do it. Maybe that guy don't it read the funny papers.
Good morning, all you early birds. This is your old Uncle Jim and his breakfast buddies. And what are you having for breakfast, buddies?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, Bob.
Junior, turn that cluck off.
Don't you do it, kid, until I finish my commercial.
Listen, Junior, you get out of here and don't come back before noon.
Okay, if that's the way you feel about it, I will go. I will go down to the welfare board and tell them that you keep me in a gopher trap.
You think that's a bad idea? Now beat it.
Okay, I'm gone. I never come back, either. You be sorry for what you done. I ain't going away. Okay, I'm gone. Goodbye. I'm going to go far away. But you're losing the best draft exemption you ever had.
Band playing Let Me Off Uptown. Say, Truman, I was just thinking.
Well, congratulations, Red.
Yeah. I will make the joke a ruse on this program. Say, you know, I was just wondering about a certain thing. Is photography here to stay?
Why, of course, Red. Why?
Well, these photographers like Leonard Smith that go around and shoot off lights in your face, well, isn't that just a flash in the pan? You get it?
Yeah, but it's pretty bad, Red.
Yeah, well, you know, good gags are really a premium. Truman, Raleigh at a premium, you know?
Oh, Raleigh premiums. Oh, that's good, Red. Yeah. Sure. And friends, when you see all the magnificent premiums you get with Raleigh cigarette coupons, you'll say they're mighty good, too. Yes, there's a genuine candid camera with a synchronized photo flash attachment. It's a beauty. And there's fishing tackle, electric razors, bathroom scales, bridge lamps, table lamps, electric broilers, and many, many more just as fine. And you can have any or all of them as a plus value. Just smoke Raleigh cigarettes and save the valuable coupons. Now, we have a 60-page catalog picturing in full color all the Raleigh premiums. It's free. For your copy, just write Raleigh in care of the station to which you are listening. But don't wait for the catalog. Tonight, get acquainted with Raleigh cigarettes, the smoothest, mildest, tastiest cigarette you ever smoked. Yes, Raleighs give you a better smoke because they have a better blend, a golden rich tobacco blend. Tonight, switch to the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes. And now, a special announcement for you people who plan to get Raleigh premiums to give as Christmas gifts. Send your coupons in now and make sure you get your Raleigh premiums in time for Christmas by avoiding the last-minute rush.
Say, Red, you've done different people getting up in the morning, but you haven't mentioned the people who live in the boarding houses.
Well, I was coming to that, Harriet. The couple that we're going to do now lives in a boarding house, and they've lived there for a long time, but they still have trouble getting up in the morning after the night before. Listen.
Well, get up, John.
Well, maybe I will.
Say, what are you, a lazy bum?
Hmm?
I said, what are you, a lazy bum?
Fine time to start playing What's My Name.
Oh, John, you're terrible. John, get up. John, stop stretching. I don't know why I ever married you. Oh, John.
Wait a minute. I'm not John. My name's George.
Oh, there goes the alarm clock.
Yeah.
Come on, it's your turn to get up and turn it off.
Okay.
Oh, it stubbed my toes.
Oh, I stubbed it right down to the bone. Oh, darn that alarm clock. I'll fix it. I'll throw it out the window.
I'll bet he ain't in a good humor now.
Boy, what a boarding house. Is breakfast ready yet?
Mm-hmm. They're cremating the toast now.
Yeah. Boy, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Oh, please, dear, let's forget that Thanksgiving dinner they served.
Okay. Uh-oh. I'll bet that's a landlord. What do we do?
Does he want the rent?
Yeah. Every time he sees me, he holds up that one bill I paid, and he starts singing, "Why don't we do this more often?"
Well, he charges an awful lot of money for a room like this.
Yeah, in the living room, you can't even pull up the shade.
What do you care? There's no window in back of it.
Yeah. Come in. Oh, it's Wonderful Smith, the janitor. How do you feel, Wonderful?
Man, I'm tired.
Oh, you slept 8 hours, didn't you?
No, sir. I didn't sleep a wink. I just rolled and lost all night. I'm really in bad shape, Mr. Red. But look at those white circles under my eyes.
Yeah. Little tattletale gray, aren't they? Say, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself sleeping so much. You know, after all, men like Napoleon and Edison only had 3 hours. They only slept 3 hours.
They only slept 3 hours?
Yep.
Through what program?
Thanks for bringing Mr. Red home last night, wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Man, when you out on a party, you is really out.
Yeah. What was I doing?
Well, sir, when I first saw you, you were in a mailbox yelling, "Gangway, I'm a tank."
See, what else did I do?
Well, sir, you ran into a cocktail lounge and yelled, "Stand back, everybody. I'm four roses and I'm about to bloom." How's your arm?
What arm? Good heavens, how did I do that?
Well, you stepped in front of a bus and said you was going to stop it with one hand.
Did I stop it?
Nope. But for a while, you had it cornered. Well, you want anything done today?
Yeah, I want you to change those sheets on my bed.
Oh, we change them every day.
Yeah?
From one bed to the other. Yes, well, if you need anything, just call.
Okay, I will.
You better shave, dear. Here's your electric razor.
Yeah, okay, I'll plug it in.
Ready?
Ooh, wrong in. Yep, contact.
My, you shave fast.
Yeah, bleeding time, 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Well, I guess I'll go down the hall and take a bath.
All right, you go take your bath.
Yeah, I will. Soap.
Say, Red, do you think you could spare a moment to hear a word from a pal of mine?
You mean your pal who speaks for our companion sponsor?
Well, you sure could.
Okay, pal, speak right up.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I just want to say meet up with Sir Walter Raleigh Pipe Tobacco just once, and you've met a real companion for life. A pipe pal you can depend on always for a cool, mild, mellow, biteless smoke. And Sir Walter Raleigh is flavor-packed, with a tempting nut-like flavor you'll find in no other tobacco. And it surrounds you with a pleasing, fragrant He-Man aroma. You see, in Sir Walter Raleigh, you get a combination of choice selected tobaccos, blended to perfection for smooth smoking, for even burning right down to bowl bottom. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America. Even if you paid $100 a pound for a special pipe mixture, you couldn't get finer quality than Sir Walter Raleigh. Yet it costs no more than ordinary pipe tobacco. So, gentlemen, tonight, buy a tin of Sir Walter Raleigh.
Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and your announcer, Truman Bradley, will be back at the same time next Tuesday. We hope you'll all be waiting for us. Until then,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.